This is the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. Acta non verba.
Here we go. As we get started, CJ is going to be in and out giving us critiques on the food that was just delivered that they're possibly going to be catering to his wedding. So if you hear munching sounds, that's CJ trying shit out. What's the first on the list?
Allie said this one's like a Sloppy Joe fried taco.
And they're all tacos, you said?
No. I think two of them are technically tacos, but I don't think it's a taco. It looks like a fried pita. Can you see it?
Oh, it's like a gyro.
Like a, what is those, gordita?
Yeah, yeah, I was gordita. Trying to think of whatever the official Taco Bell coating.
It's too much fucking
lettuce. So are you planning chalupa? To eat all of it? All three? What do you have? Three or four boxes there, don't you?
There's four boxes.
So are you going to take like a bite or two out of each one, or are you going to eat all of them?
I'm probably going to take a bite or two out of each one.
Okay.
Okay. So you got to take off all the bad stuff first.
I took all the lettuce off.
It's all rabbit food anyway.
You know what? I don't mind lettuce, but there's always like, if a company has lettuce, it's just, it's a heap.
Yes.
It's not,
yeah,
it's not lettuce. It's just half the head. It's like, you know, I like a little crunch, but I don't like that mouthful of just fucking lettuce.
It's like, I'm not a rabbit. Why do I want all that? There we go. The first bite. Mm. Little munchy. Yeah. That's not looks bad. Good.
It tastes kind of like a Sloppy Joe, but not as much of the Sloppy Joe flavor. Like, it's Sloppy not like dropping all over the place.
Do you put lettuce on Sloppy Joe's?
Noob. I
mean, yeah.
But I'm guessing because you got to go with the taco thing, that's just an added.
Yeah.
A little added bonus.
Technically, it's a taco. But still,
the ladies out there, you know, you got to throw a little lettuce on there.
Or somebody goes, oh, there's lettuce on it. This must be healthy.
Yes, that's what it is.
Look at this.
Holy shh. For those that can't see, like, take Tony's party pizza. It's about that size. And fold it in half.
How the fuck am I supposed to bite this thing?
I'm waiting to see you get your mouth around that. Just breathe through it. Breathe through it.
There you go. You got this. Did you even get any meat in that, or is it still just rabbit food?
He's chewing.
He's got such a mouthful.
Okay, there's take some, your time. We'll do commentary.
This is kind of... Wow. It's actually supposed to be a fried fish taco. It's got cabbage, and I don't know what the sauce is, but it's delightful.
It's delightful.
Oh, a fish? You said fish?
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of like a more meaty kind of fish.
Hmm.
That's enjoyable.
Whatever.
So are you going to just pick one of these, or are you going to do multiples of them for the wedding? Or you haven't decided yet?
Well, we got to decide if we actually want this place to do it.
And then if you do, then you'll pick
on the menu we want.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah, that's fair. Yeah, there's one wedding. One of my best friends, local, when he got married, actually got married in Ames, even though he's from here, but she's from the other side of Iowa, so Ames was the compromise. They both went there, and we did pictures on Central Campus and just got hammered. Like, and then we're getting ready to go in for the wedding, and he's like, okay guys, and I was part of the wedding party, he's like, okay guys, let's try not to act drunk. And all of us were like, too late. You see us all standing here or barely standing here. So, and you know, as he's saying that, the best man is like pounding on the glass, looking at the bartender, holds up his hands with 10 fingers. That's how many beers he was ordering for all of us. It's like, yeah, okay, yeah, we're not going to be. But fortunately, the reason why I brought it up is the dinner, or the, yeah, the wedding dinner, the food, it was basically steak, potatoes, like meat and potatoes. It's like, oh, thank God. It's like, it's not like rabbit food, or it's not frou-frou-y little fancy bites kind of thing. And it's like, yeah, my dad is basically because of my dad and her dad. Like, they just wanted, they didn't want any, they wanted something they would eat. And so it's like steak, mashed potatoes, and I think like green beans for a vegetable or something.
There we go.
Like, it's really straight ahead. What one was that?
That was a euro. It just tastes like a euro.
Tastes euro. Like a euro, though? That's not too bad, though.
A euro, I mean, sounds good. I've been thinking about getting a euro lately, but it's like there's only one decent place around here, and then I have to drive.
Yeah, it's that's one of those things that you can really fuck them up.
Yeah, and if their sauce isn't good,
They're either really good or terrible.
Yeah,
it's very binary.
I will say the only thing I didn't like about that is that the meat was like overly salty.
Oh,
but it was a little more tzatziki. Is that what it's called? What they put on it?
Yeah, you're good.
A little more of that, you're fine. And now this is the real, this is a real game changer. A tenderloin, and it looks like shit.
Is it wrapped up like a taco? Not really. Looks like they cut that one.
Pork tenderloin? Beef tenderloin?
Pork. No.
That's another thing that's either really good or terrible.
Well, you can tell whenever they give you a basic tenderloin and there's no fucking flavor and that was overfried.
Yeah.
There's a place literally 3 blocks away from here that actually makes a really good tenderloin. It's got the good seasoning. You can tell they use buttermilk. And then you can get, what is it, ham something and bacon on it. It's delicious. I love it.
Yeah. I always amazed about, like, Moose Lodge or VFW or Masons or whatever, when they do their, like, pork cookouts and stuff. It's like you go to those and everything's like, oh, this is really good. You go out and you order a pork one that they're like, this is our specialty. Yeah, and it sucks.
And it's garbage.
Yeah, it's like how they're buying the, 50 in a box type thing from wholesale or whatever, and however they
Costco, though, they just fry it up real quick.
Yeah, and it's like you got that one guy that knows how to cook them. At each one of those clubs, there's that one guy that just knows how to cook those things. There's a men's club up in by Peoria. Same kind of deal. They had two different guys. If either one of them was cooking, they would sell out in minutes. It was like, if they had anybody else cooking, everyone's like, they're all right. It's like, what's the difference? Some guys just have a knack for cooking.
Yeah. And it's still out of the fryer, a little greasy, and that bun, something about whatever buns they buy, it's just, can't go wrong.
I'm also one of those people, I don't like the overly huge tenderloins. I think those are just ass.
Yeah.
You know,
size matters, CJ. Right. Size matters.
Quality over quantity, man.
It's not the size of the tenderloin.
Hey,
it's how you use it.
There is a lot of people that, like, that's their advertising. Biggest tenderloin, usually.
Where it's like the size of a plate. Yeah. But it's still a regular size hamburger bun.
It just looks stupid. You put a hat on it.
Yes.
It's like, like a sombrero.
You almost want to think that some of them get smaller buns trying to make them look bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Use slider buns.
What was it? Was it McDonald's or Wendy's? Like a dunce cap? Wasn't there like a thing in like the 80s, 90s? Like, where's the beef?
Was that was Wendy's.
Wendy's. That's who it
was. Where's the beef?
Yeah. Now Arby's has the meats.
I've never been able to eat Arby's. I just about Arby's is
it's not good. Yeah. Every once in a blue moon, I think to myself, you know, and the girls, because one year at some school thing, that was the lunch. Like they had some field day and lunch was roast beef sandwich from Arby's. And the girls were just like, oh my God, this is the best thing. It was the best thing ever. Now, mind you, right, they're running around all day with their friends for field day. Then they come in and have lunch and they're really just yammering with their friends.
Everything tastes good.
And yeah, and then they go back and run out because they're not in school. It's like one of the last days of school kind of thing, or this it was back then. And, you know, so it's everything that, you know, oh, this is the best popsicle ever. This is the best candy bar. You know, everything that day was fantastic. And so every once in a blue moon, they'll get a wild hare. And we, like after that, like, it's like, let's go. And then you go and you're like,
yeah. Well, and when like Arby's, McDonald's, any of them, when they cater that stuff, yeah, it's always better than if you just go there because you don't know if you're going to get it fresh.
They made them all. Sitting. Yeah, that's a good point. They made them all for that catering.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Or it's just like, one place they used to do Subway sandwiches catered and they were always really good. But if you went to Subway and tried to get the same thing,
yeah,
it depends on how the ingredients were at the time.
How dirty the person's hands was when they made it.
Made it, yeah.
I will say Jimmy John's is terrible catered.
Is it? I don't care for Jimmy John's, period. So,
have you had the gargantuan?
No.
I have not.
Then your opinion doesn't matter.
Okay.
That's fair. I've never had a good sandwich from Jimmy John's, though. I don't care for the bread.
Never mind then.
Yeah.
You don't like their bread, you shouldn't eat there. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't. I
like their bread. I think they have the best bread.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I do prefer it over Subway.
Ugh. Yeah, Subway does. The little man liked Subway, so we used to get those. And they were.
And they're after tolerable. A while, even that gets. Yeah,
they're tolerable.
Oh, it gets old. Trust me. I don't eat Subway anymore.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, my best friend worked there, so I go there every day and I get free subs.
Yeah.
Now I just can't. When you say Subway, I smell Subway instantly.
Oh, yeah. And you already start feeling sick.
You think like you walk in the door and you smell the cookies?
Yeah.
I don't smell cookies. All I smell is like the salt.
That bread
the
ham.
Yeah. Salt and ham, yeah.
And their ham's like overly salty.
See, they had white macadamia nut cookies.
Yes, their cookies are good.
And they're big. Or they were big. I don't know any if they were.
Maybe now.
Now they've probably shrunk down. But you could go get like three big cookies for 99 cents. And it was like, the cookies were the best part. That's why I like going. And I'd get a lot of times I'd get him a sandwich, some cookies. I'd have one, he'd have two cookies, and then I'd come home and cook my own food.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't want to eat that. Yeah, no.
Yeah, sometimes I'll do that.
Occasionally.
I think they got a red velvet cookie now, too.
Red velvet.
I had that last time. Well, Allie went in Subway, so we went in there, and I got the red velvet cookies. Delicious.
That's all right.
That sounds like a win. Because the cookies are the best part. I agree. Sandwich wise, I'm like, but it was like, it was one of those deals. It depends on who was making the sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. On what day. Like, we used to have a Subway right around the corner, which that's why we started going there all the time. Well, I was in there so much getting him sandwiches. They'd put a little extra cheese on or give a little double meat. And, you know, they kind of took care of us. And then you go to other places and you'd order the same thing. And it's like,
threw that there like you were laying bricks and mortar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the the portions they do now compared to 10 years ago, it's insane. Because yeah, whenever I went with Allie to Subway this last time, first of all, I saw the fucking prices compared to what they used to be. Holy shit. I watched them make her sub and I'm just like, what the fuck? Because they used to fold them and then kind of like lay them on top of each other.
Yeah.
Now they do one at a time, like all the way flat. I'm like, what the fuck? They put 4 pieces of ham on a ham and cheese sub. I'm like, and it's a 12 inch. I'm like, what is this? What am I paying for, really?
Well, right. Technically, there is ham on there.
But yeah. Barely.
Yeah.
It's a dusting.
Now, have you guys had the Casey's breakfast burritos?
Yes.
Okay.
I've had a good and bad experience.
Yeah, they can go. But what makes me grumble for how much those things are, everybody makes them too small, except for one Casey's that I hit up in Grant Park, Illinois. It's like twice the size of all the rest of the stores.
It's like an actual burrito.
Yeah. And it's huge and it's full. And it's like, so if I'm driving up there and going that way, it's like, it's usually Burrito Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm stopping in there. But then I was bummed because there was like 2 weeks in a row that the normal lady in there wasn't making them. And they were back down to the shrunk size. So it comes down to who makes them. You know, it's like, no, I want the full size burrito. Come on now. Yeah.
Size matters.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's just funny that you're talking about that, because you can always tell when there's a new guy making the Casey's pizzas, because the cheese isn't completely cooked. Yeah. It's not all the way to the edges. What the fuck are you doing, bud?
Not enough sauce. Yeah, all the way around. You're like,
oh, new guy working?
Yep.
You can just look in the warmer, like, I already know you fucked something up. That's got to be the most Midwest shit. It is.
Everybody's like, Casey's what? Yeah. You know, it's sad though when a Casey's convenience store gas station has the best pizza around. You know how sad pizza has come to
has become. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like,
it's not the best pizza, but is the most convenient, and for its quality and convenience level, I mean, it's top tier.
Yeah, it's S tier because of availability, price.
Well, and but that's what I'm saying. Availability wise, it beats out Little Caesars. Ugh. It beats out Domino's. Papa John. The only thing they got going for them is their cheesy crust. Who's another big chain pizza place? I'm thinking of
Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
But remember back in the day when going to Pizza Hut was a thing? Like, it was
when they had their buffet.
Yeah, it's such a big deal.
The Pizza Hut buffet was good because you could go there and try different stuff. But yeah, for some reason, it was like slices off the buffet for what was better than ordering a whole pizza from Pizza Hut. I don't know why. It's
And they're back when pan pizza first came out, it was good, and then somewhere along the way it's just like,
and I think they changed their sauce. They did something with the sauce, and it's not, I mean, the sauce makes a pizza. So
now it's funny that you brought up Domino's, because there was a long stretch that was my go-to. Like, it's $6.99 for 2 medium. I mean, they're $6.99 each. Like, you can't beat that, 2 toppings. But this last time I ordered it, it was just terrible. Barely put any top. I swear to God, every 6 months they do less and less toppings.
Yep. It was they like waved a piece of pepperoni over it.
They did they did the salt.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, I ate them both. I'm like, I'm probably not gonna order from them for a very long time. Well, I understand it's cheap, but good fucking God, people.
Well, see, I was like that with Little Caesars because there was one close to work at the time. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of us, we'd go in and order one from there because it was like, it ended up being like a couple bucks a person and you eat half a pizza. It was, you know, a good filler food. And all of a sudden it was like 1 week I ate pizza and I got sick. Mm. Like I ate and an hour later I was sitting on the shitter and it was just bad. I'm like, okay, maybe I ate something or whatever, but like that whole night, another guy was complaining about it or whatever. Of course, we're going to try it again the next week or whenever we do it again. Like four of us got sick and we're like, oh no, something's definitely wrong. The next go around, you know, they order it. I'm like, I'm not eating that. I'm going elsewhere. They ended up sick. You know, it's like, okay, third time's the charm. It's something's going on with that place. And ever since I got sick, I see Little Caesars and it's like, oh, I just feel like I'm going to have the runs. Not even eating it. And I feel like
you just drive by and then have to go home. Sit on the shitter.
It's amazing how bad experiences can get you on stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Totally. So.
Well, more food.
You got more food? What is it this time?
This is orange chicken.
No orange chicken.
I'm not usually a huge orange chicken fan. I usually get like...
Boy, this is turning into the food episode.
I'm okay.
Yeah. I hope everyone that's listening to this isn't getting hungry or you ate a good breakfast or something. Yeah.
If you're on a diet, I'm sorry to ruin it.
Well, or either that or start bulking. Puzzled look.
Hey, Mikey, I think he likes it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, wasn't that Wheaties? Really no, that
life.
Was Life. Life cereal. Mikey will eat anything.
Wow. Yep.
That might be actually some of the best orange chicken I've ever had.
Wow. That's same nice. Place?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Well, you guys had orange chicken very much?
No.
I mean, it's been a while.
It's usually overly sweet. That's why I don't get it. And this was not. It's actually got a crunch and it's got a little, I want to say a kick, but it's actually just not overly sweet, which, wow. But usually they drown it in the orange sauce. So, like, the chicken just gets all soggy. So, like, most of the time I'll get, like, the, what is it, just like a fried chicken, and then I'll put the sauce on top of it.
Nice.
It's not bad. Wow. Now I got all this food. You guys want some?
I would probably go with the Euro myself.
Yeah.
If I had to pick out of all of your choices, I'd probably just do the Euro.
I would recommend the fish taco because that was extremely surprising how good it was. I don't really like fish that much.
Yeah. I'm not a fishy person. That's why I'm saying Euro. I can't go wrong. It's like, I'll just pick that.
Whenever I hear Euro, I just think of the Iowa State Fair. That's one of the foods I always got to get there.
Yeah.
That and the root beer.
We got a place here, like a mom and pop chain of four or five locations that they have they even do steaks. Steaks, burgers, and gyros. Gyros are good. The burgers are huge. Like the patties, like, you know, the size of the palm of like your stretched out palm, your hand. Like they're big. And then you can order up to a triple officially off menu. You can even get a quad if you ask for it. And it's like a pound, 2 pounds.
I'd be
because I think they're half pound
burgers. Wow. That's a lot. My go-to fairground wise, and I've never been able to stand it anywhere, is vinegar fries. My mouth waters. Salt and vinegar. I think, yeah, salt vinegar fries. I'll smell that and it'll be like, okay, I'm gonna be sick, but
I'll be happy about it.
I'm gonna enjoy eating this while I can. But it's one of those deals, again, it's because they're doing it in that big ass fryer, and it's all the, it's just the whole carny food.
That's all that goes in that fryer, though.
What?
That's the only thing that goes into that fryer. You don't have a bunch of mix match flavors. It's just that.
It's just that. And you, I've tried to order those other places, and it's like, nope, doesn't work. It's just not.
If you went to the Iowa State Fair, you'd probably find them. You can
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Fairground, carny food. That's the only places they, but yeah.
I've honestly never heard of that.
What? Vinegar?
Vinegar fries. I've heard of the vinegar and salt chips, but I've never heard of the fries. But,
yep. Fries. Salt and vinegar fries. Well, should we answer a question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's about food?
No. I'm actually getting hungry again.
Yeah, no shit.
I got some brownies recently, and the only problem with them is I want to eat them.
Yeah.
And then I eat too many of them.
Yeah.
And then
you eat all of them.
I had a tummy ache last night, and I almost, if I ate another one, I'd be sick again tonight.
Ooh, speaking of that. At our work, somebody brought in like those gourmet cookies that have like the filling in them.
Oh.
And it was a cookie, but it was soft as a brownie. And on the inside was like a lava, like a chocolate lava. Oh my God. Probably one of the best cookies I ever had. And the thing was like, yeah,
one of those
like
big, huge cookies.
Yes. Yeah. I ate the whole thing. Somebody was like, are you going to eat the whole thing? I'm like, I'm not giving you any.
Be like, were you like licking the inside out?
Yeah. Whenever I got halfway through, I put my tongue down deep into it.
Do it. Just suck that lava out.
Mm-hmm. On that note.
On that note. What movie has the best plot twist? We haven't done a movie question in 5 weeks.
In a hot minute, yeah. Yeah, the one that comes to...
Which one?
The Departed. The
Departed.
Departed. Oh. Yeah.
Where Marky Mark figures out.
They were on the opposite sides, but on the same sides. I don't know. Yeah, that one's hard to explain if you haven't seen the movie.
Yeah,
I was thinking Fight Club. Like if you weren't aware of that,
that was a good plot twist.
That was really good.
Yep, that was like one of the first times like watching it. You're like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah, that's one.
Before you could just look it up and they tell you the whole synopsis
of the thing.
Go online type thing.
Yeah.
I did like in that movie that you don't really notice the first watch or the second watch, but they'll like do the little glimpses of Tyler Durden and like before they get introduced.
Just the like one frame edits.
Yeah, because whenever he's talking about the movie, they'll just throw the one frame of the porn and they'll go back to the movie, and it was the exact same thing with Tyler Durden.
Yep. What else? I'm trying to think.
Star Wars, when everyone didn't realize Darth Vader was his father.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, before that moment in Empire. Empire Strikes Back.
Everybody was like, wait, what? Really?
And then everybody, in the Return of the Jedi, everyone's like, he's your dad? What the? Oh, wait, and you're my sister? Ooh, I kissed you.
You're my sister?
That's a... trying to think of, is there anything else that...
Was it Shutter Island?
Oh, that's another Shutter DiCaprio. Island.
Yeah, it was the one that he thought he was investigating this place, but he was
an insane asylum patient.
He was a patient there.
Patient.
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't seen it, you're welcome.
Spoilers. Yeah, there will be spoilers here, we should say, because most of these are older movies, though. We're not talking anything. I'm trying to think of that. Oh, I cannot think of the name of it. She goes through all kind. It's like a same kind of thing. It's like a insane asylum or whatever. And they're, it's a gal that goes through all kinds of different things and comes out. She's freaking crazy or whatever. They were going to do a lobotomy on her or whatever. That one was, it was weird.
How was That's it? Interesting. I can't think of. I mean, as soon as you say it, I'll probably go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like in one thing, she's like a ninja fighting a bunch of giants. And then another, it's like different snippets of story. And then there's other girls there that she's trying
to rescue. Is that Sucker Punch?
Yeah. Is it Sucker Punch? Maybe it is.
Honestly,
it sounds right.
I remember seeing the previews for that, but I never saw it.
Yeah, it's Sucker Punch. There you go.
Is that any good?
Yeah, that John and that one John Wick movie where he actually kills a guy, that was surprising. No. That was a plot twist. Didn't expect that. No.
Yeah, Sucker Punch. If you haven't seen that one, CJ, you almost can't give the movie away because it's so off the wall.
It's kind of, yeah, it's erratic, but yeah, it's all in our own head.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck? It's not streaming free. That's awesome. You got to pay for that shit.
I don't know. I don't know if Fight Club counts, but that comes to mind as a plot twist.
It was a plot twist because you thought it was two different people the whole time.
Yeah.
But then the cop, one of the cops gets involved in the, moves up his timetable and kind of
screws it up a little.
Yeah. But I don't know that I necessarily saw that coming.
I think a lot of people try and say they saw it coming, but when it all really shows up, they're like,
yeah,
no, you didn't. Unless you heard about it from somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what other... It's tough. I'm trying to remember movies.
There's probably a ton that we can't think of the top of our heads.
Yeah. Well, I'm even zipping through some and it's like, I don't remember the movies anymore. It's been like so long since I watched them. Now, one movie, and I've stated this on another episode that I won't watch again, is Fallen with Denzel Washington. And I'm going to give away the ending, so skip over this if you don't want to give it the ending.
Spoiler alert.
Guy gets away, and that just sucked. It was like after everything he went through, and it was like, no. It's not a huge plot twist, but it's like you think at the last moment he got him, and still, no.
There's another movie with Kevin Spacey. Oh, The Usual Suspects.
Oh, yeah. That was a big plot twist.
The Illusionist.
Is that with Batman?
No, that was with Wolverine. Oh.
But I thought Christian Bale was in there too.
Was he?
I think so.
I totally forgot about this movie.
So I'm going with Departed is probably one of the biggest plot twists. I'm liking that.
They actually had a double plot twist.
The Illusionist or the the Prestige. Maybe the Prestige was the one.
I'm thinking of the Prestige. Yes, Prestige. Yeah. That was the one I was thinking of. I saw the Illusionist. I thought of the Prestige. Because the Prestige was freaking amazing. What was it? It's not very often when I actually watch a movie nowadays, I'm like, this is actually a good movie. And that was one of them.
Oh, Bruce Willis. I See Dead People.
Oh, Sixth Sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense or 12 Monkeys?
Oh, that one too.
Oh, Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman were in it.
Yeah, that might be. Yeah. I was thinking Sixth Sense. But...
And Alfred. Oh, I was talking about the Prestige, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Alfred and Batman were in it. And the Black Widow. What the fuck? Everybody's been in Marvel or DC films now.
Yeah, 12.
Do you guys ever listen to Two Bears, One Cave?
Yes.
Have you listened to the one that they had Quentin Tarantino in?
Bits and pieces of it. That was, yeah.
It's a very interesting podcast. He just pretty much rips on the movies nowadays, just pretty much calling them all trash.
And he's not wrong.
No, he's not.
You know, it's like, it's good movies lately. John Wick. You know, the Wick series is good. Why? Because it's a shoot 'em up. It's like, what? Why was what's the Stallone? The Expendables?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why does it do good? It's a shoot 'em up movie.
And it's what you expect.
You know, it's nothing stupid. It's nothing. It's like, yeah. And the other thing that I think they ruin a lot of movies now is like they'll do these previews on YouTube for them. And you see the whole movie. It's like, okay, I know what's going to happen. Do I really want to watch this? Is it really worth my time to watch this? It's like, I'll just watch the preview for it and that should be good.
Kind of got the idea.
Yeah. Or they kick them out like a year ahead of time. It's like,
yeah, that is annoying as hell.
Don't give me a preview now for a movie that's going to come out in December of 2023. I'm going to think it's old because I'm going to be seeing previews for a year. You know, it's like, yeah. The Village had a plot twist in it.
That's an M. Night Shyamalan?
Yes.
Yeah, and like that movie was horrible. I was expecting something good. The guy, whoever made the preview for it, did a really good job because I was expecting something else. And the plot twist of that movie is it sucks. That's the plot twist. The preview made that movie like awesome.
You know, honestly, if they wouldn't have put a plot twist in it, it would have been a better movie.
Yes, exactly. It would have. They could have left you guessing, and it would have been.
And it'd still be a better story.
Oh,
Shawshank Redemption. I don't know that I thought he'd escape, but
yeah,
he escaped.
Spoiler alert.
Speaking of which, I've honestly never seen that movie. But I was watching it was like a movie trivia thing, and I saw a scene. I'm like, that's Shawshank Redemption. You can tell by the tone of it.
Yeah.
Odd. Especially since I haven't seen it.
Would Inception count?
Oh, yeah.
But that you last would scene like, with the.
Especially the very. The just top, because of the very end, because you don't know if it's.
If he's dreaming or not.
Yeah.
I think the whole movie was like a plot twist back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
It left you guessing and it never gave clear answers.
Yeah, I get that.
You watch it seven times through, you might understand what's going on finally.
There was a movie with, now that I'm thinking of it, it's one of Ed Norton Jr.'s early movies with... American Gigolo, Richard Gere. Shit, what was that called? Something Fear, Primal, maybe Primal Fear. But Norton's accused of like a murder or something like that. And he basically plays almost like he's has some mental, not Down syndrome, but he almost, it's like there's some mental deficiency or something. Like, and anyway, he ends up getting off. Like Richard Gere is his attorney, defense attorney, gets him off, but it, spoiler alert, turns out he actually did it and played the, Norton Jr.'s character just played the part. And at the end, he fesses up to it after he's gotten off or he's soon to be released kind of thing. And he lays it all out there. Yeah, it was me. And you fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. Kind of. So,
all right. Well, and that leads us into our next one, which I'll let you describe this, Jimmy G. Cause
oh shit,
I thought these two went together. Well, the curious nature of human beings.
Yeah. So I wrote in here, are we wired to fill in the gaps, or put another way, do we have an innate bullshit detector? I don't know where I was going with that, but I talk about like there's here in the press over the last couple years really, but over the last, at the time I wrote this, whenever this was,
back at the beginning of November.
So there's just news stories that would come out, but it's almost like there's, what got me thinking about this is almost like we almost seem to have this innate ability to fill in the gaps, like Sherlock Holmes in a way. If you don't like, right, the one thing with news or whatever is like you can give all the details or every detail or too much detail. And I'm not talking, you know, that's one thing. What I'm talking about is when they barely give you anything and then just say, oh, here's the, you know, here's some details, pick your thing. And I know, you know, I don't want to talk about COVID, but that's one example, but even elections, some things about the economy, well, they'll say a couple things and that's the official story, but it never adds up. Like something doesn't make sense. And these days that's just a conspiracy theory, but is that just part of us like sort of filling in, like we think, and I see how you think it ties in with the movies in that we think we know a thing, but then
it's what, like
we're being presented and told, we fill in all these gaps of where the story is going to lead, and then we end up somewhere else.
You know, I think it does, but it takes experience. And why I'm thinking that is because it's like we've all been down a food journey, and especially you and me, Jimmy. Eggs cause cholesterol. If you eat too many eggs, it causes cholesterol. Cholesterol's bad for you. Well, here we are 30 years later, and we find out, oh, eggs don't cause bad cholesterol. They don't create cholesterol. In fact, they're healthy for you. You know,
and by the way, you need cholesterol as men. You need cholesterol to help with testosterone
and everything else. And it's like, okay, you lied to me here. What else have you? Oh, cigarettes aren't bad for you. Da 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 da. Oh,
yeah, they're medicine.
But what's actually bad in cigarettes? What's actually the addiction? Okay, nicotine's the addictive part, but nicotine's not necessarily bad for you. It's all the molasses, sugar, and other crap that they pump
embalming food.
Yeah.
It's all the other stuff that you end up cancer. Nicotine in itself, it's just, you know, it's a
mental thing. Yeah, Jim Gaffigan has a bit about this using milk. He's like, you know, we drank cow's milk. Oh, but it's bad for you. You know, fat or you're lactose intolerant, all that sort of stuff. So, you know, try this almond milk. Oh, or soy milk. Oh, soy milk's basically just estrogen. So drink almond milk. Oh, well, growing almonds is bad for the environment. So drink rice milk. Oh, rice milk is basically just straight sugar. So try this new milk that we have. It's called cow's milk.
Exactly. You know, and I think after you have so many cycles of this and you're finding out, you know, that's when the bullshit meter actually starts working.
It's and like then we fill in the real gaps or the like, because lots of times, you know, these days it seems like those who discuss things that people call conspiracy theories have actually been proven to be true.
True. Yeah. Well, and I think the other thing is you got to find the happy medium. The guy over here on the right is saying this and is totally convicted of it. Okay. The guy over here on the left is saying this and they're totally convicted of it. Well, what's in the center? Is this cow that just happens to be brown on one side and white on the other? So what's brown milk to white?
Is that
milk
where twist?
Yeah. You know, it's plus like
twist ice cream. That's where it comes from.
Exactly. Well, and I think I've told this on the podcast before. My uncle and I were looking at a truck one time and we got into an argument. He was like, this is a GMC pickup. I'm like, no, this is a Chevy pickup. No, this is a GMC. And we went back and forth, and I forget which one of us walked around in the front, started laughing, and said, come here. One side said GMC, and the back said GMC. The front said Chevy, and the other side Chevy. And it was a brand spanking new truck. It wasn't like this was a, yeah, they had the
technically they're the same thing to me. I mean,
their packages, you know, it's a certain package on it,
different but
it
was styling,
but it's just funny.
You know what GMC stands for, right?
General Motors Corporation,
gay man Chevy.
I couldn't remember that.
Should have known.
I know all the Ford ones, but I don't know all the GMC ones.
Yeah, us Ford people still have some pride.
Yeah, and I think that's where, you know, when you're younger or maybe kids in the information age do better at because they see so much BS. It's like you can look it up.
Yeah.
You know,
well, even then, I mean, maybe looking it up is one thing, but even then you can't trust that. But it's probably better than hearing somebody present it to you, whether that's from a news, quote unquote, news source or some expert on TV or even your neighbor or your friends. Right. Like there's always in any story, you know, it's like fishing stories, right?
The fish
you can tell when they're bullshit.
Yep.
And you can tell when they're not, and you, because like I said, are we naturally born detectors where if you don't give us enough information or something doesn't make sense, and I see where you're going with the life experience and those sorts of things, you kind of have to know a few things or been around the block a couple times before you can really start seeing that stuff or at least questioning going, you know what? I've had somebody say not the same thing or same topic, but something similar about something else. And the last time I lost money or the last time I got my ass kicked or whatever.
You know, how many little kids you think, you know, get upset because you take their nose? you know what I'm saying? You reach down, I got your nose, and they'll all start boo-hooing thinking their nose is gone. Oh, I'll put it back. You know,
yeah, that's,
and I think you can almost tell that there's different adults that never get a BS meter, and because they don't, they still think, you know, the news media comes out and goes, I have your nose, you need to wear a mask now. What? Wait, and you're like, no,
don't eat butter, eat margarine, yeah,
it's so. I think it's a lot of those. But I mean, I've met kids that like right off the bat were like, there's no Santa Claus. How old are you? 5. You don't believe him? No, there's no Santa Claus. It's like,
are you a psychopath kid?
But it's like, who ruined her or why? Or,
do you, you kill know? Small animals?
But then you might meet, you know, a 15-year-old that goes, oh yeah, Santa Claus exists. You really believe in Santa Claus? Yep. Okay, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but you're...
I don't know if my girls believe it this year. Last year, they were still, like, my youngest started questioning, but my oldest was diehard. Was it diehard? No, he's real. But we're getting to the point where I think they'll figure it out, but which will actually make my life so much freaking easier.
But yeah. So I, you know, there's a learning curve in there. But what I was going to say is too many people go off headlines. You know, the headline says one thing, and all that's there to do is to catch your attention. And sometimes they'll read the headline and then they'll fill in the gap with what they think it's trying to say instead of actually reading the article to see what the truth of the matter is. So
and that just occurred to me. That
jump to conclusion thing. And that's what the news is hoping for. Most of the time when they throw out their information, they want you to jump to a conclusion that's not true or not. You know, it's like, oh, this guy did da 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 da. What? No, that wasn't the issue at all. Or I've been following loosely the whole deal in Ukraine. And I love all the videos that are getting put out of, you know, of soldiers fighting, of the tanks and armament, of all this stuff, people making comments on it. It's like, you know, these are guys that have their phones out videoing stuff, and you're like, well, they're doing this, and you got other guys going, no, they're not.
Yep. Well, it's like, you know, when the Weather Channel sends people to some place where there's a hurricane or some severe storm, and they're like bracing themselves against the wind kind of thing. And then you see somebody walking in the background. Yes. All right, guys. Where somebody's looks like their neck, you know, almost ass deep in water, but just a little, like just slightly, not quite off camera, but just to the edge of the frame. There's somebody walking there and it's barely ankle deep. It's like, okay, so you're standing in a ditch.
Right.
Thanks, fucker. But how much of this, too, is based on, you know, just what we think, what we believe. And so, you know, if you already sort of lean a certain way, you're going to believe the thing because that's what you think. That's what you want. That's what you. And so you. In fact, I was talking with somebody today. We were talking about guns and his wife. Back before they were married, when they first started dating, he took her. She thought guns were terrible kinds of things, and he took her to a gun range. And at first, she's like, no. It's like, just go. Either you're going to have a good time or you don't, and then maybe we're done, kind of thing. I think was implied in the whole thing, but just go. Fire a gun. Here's. I forget what he said. One was an AR-15 and one was something else. And he's like, just go shoot, see what you think. And, you know, after he showed her, you know, here's what you do. Here's how do you handle it. Here's all the safety. Here's the proper things to do. And then afterwards, she's like, whoa, wait a minute. That's, you know, it's like, wait, this isn't what I thought it was. This wasn't, I thought this gun was, you know, it's like every gun is basically an M50 that can mow down the entire planet. Instead of, no, this is just a little 22 pew, pew, pew. And then afterwards she started shooting and, you know, they did trap shooting and all that sort of stuff. And she's totally changed her mind. But, you know, so how much of that sort of we believe things based, we either believe things or we don't based on whatever beliefs we already have about a thing. And so we fill in those gaps, either one, like with the narrative or against the narrative and go, well, wait a minute, this doesn't make, you know, Yeah. Or you take, you know, clearly there was something wrong in the 2016 election with Hillary Clinton's health, but heaven forbid anyone would actually admit to that. And it could be, maybe she was, it's just the stress of it. It wasn't that there was really anything truly wrong with her. Who knows? Maybe there is. I'm bringing it up not to debate it, but just to make a point, right? Clearly there was something wrong though. She wasn't herself for whatever reason, but there are those people who said, would go, oh no, that, like everything, like would toe that line. No, she's fine. Everything's okay. But then there's other people would look at that and go, there's enough evidence here to tell me that there's some bullshit in here.
Yep.
I don't believe the story you're selling. And that's some of where I was going. It's like, there's a part of us that goes, yeah, wait a minute. But how much of that is filtered through whatever what beliefs we have?
Yeah. Well, and I think you were right, because you said it earlier. Some people will only see what they want to see.
Mm.
The sky is blue. No, it's stormy, dark, and scary. No, it's the sun shining and it's blue out. And those are white, fluffy clouds. No, I think it's going to be a tornado and we need to go inside and they're swirling. No, it's the wind's not even blowing. You can.
This is a breeze, really.
No, the news said there's a tornado watch, so we need to go down into the basement. No, it's gorgeous outside. There's nothing around anywhere. Yeah, you know, it's.
Yeah. Well, and I know you were a vegan once, CJ.
Watch your mouth.
And since Jay, yeah. I'm sorry, my dead naming, bringing up things that quote unquote didn't happen. But, you know, was that.
People don't forget.
Was that.
People don't forget. Was it
more just kind of what you believed? And then over time you came to see things differently. I know, you know.
Believed? I wouldn't say believed. It was more or less an experiment.
Well, and it doesn't, I mean, veganism, but even there's some political things. I know you've kind of sort of shifted, or maybe not that much, and maybe on a couple of things. Oh, okay.
I mean, who hasn't shifted their point of view on things from 21 to 31?
No, and I'm not saying you shouldn't have, but I'm just curious, what was the catalyst for you to helped make that? What were some of the things that helped you make that shift or realizations or whatever?
Well, what exact thing? From veganism?
Whatever. Pick a thing called and talk about it.
Vegan. Well, the only reason I started vegan is because my uncle did it and I saw how much weight he lost. I'm like, hey, if it worked for him, let me see what I can do with it.
Yep.
And I did it pretty fucking strict for 2 years. And honestly, I was just sick of it. I was like, I've done this, been there.
I've grazed enough.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's fair. I mean,
I wouldn't call it as a religion. I was one of those people. It's like, oh my God, what are you doing this for? It was just like one of those things. Like, I'm going to try this for me. If it works, great. If it doesn't, fuck it. Right. I mean, that's kind of what I've gone and things. I don't go in the wholeheartedly for no fucking reason. If I see somebody has results, I'm going to try it. If I don't see anything I like or it doesn't work for me, I'm going to throw it aside. I mean, on my point of views, I would say it was more of ignorance to things, like not really knowing how things work. Like, I only saw things through like my eyes, you know,
and what that experience was. Yeah, at 21.
Like, what opinion would make my life easier? Yeah. Kind of thing.
No, absolutely. That makes sense.
And then I wasn't really thinking like what's going to make everything worse, but maybe a little bit of my life better, but everything else fucking go to shit. And so I kind of realized as I got older that one simple thing of making my life easier is just going to make the rest of it just that much harder. And it's where I like, as I've grown older, it's there's so many things that are just so pointless, that these meaningless comforts, just it doesn't really matter in the end. That's why I've become more conservative and all this stuff, which I still, don't get me wrong, I still have some, I wouldn't call them liberal views, but not as, you know, I'm not fucking a radical right per se.
Yeah.
I just, those most radical people I don't understand. They're just cultists.
Yes, that's absolutely an excellent way of saying it. I'm both ends of the spectrum, and even the ones in the center. You know, well, it's radical. Well,
and there's something too. I heard or read something somewhere that talks about even like lifting weight. Like if you start, like if you never lifted before, versus then you start lifting, like that even shifts some of your views politically. But some of it is because, oh, now I know what I'm capable of. You're more reliant on yourself, and so then you stop thinking about what others can do for me, but more what can I do for myself, or sort of that mentality. Not
so you're
not
telling me that actually takes work to actually hit a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that, I heard that on the internet, so take that with a grain of salt.
I read it in a self-help book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I'm, you know, thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
You know,
I'll be posting a course on Gumroad.
How many self-help books does it take to actually get it to work?
One.
You know, there's the thing, but how many guys
do
you
know? It only takes one, but how many do you have to go through until you find that one?
You know, it's like every self-help book tells you the exact same thing.
You know what? I can think of one book that would help you. Send us $50 and we'll send you our book, How to Get Somebody to Send You $50. It's the only self-help book. It's from BR Publishing. It's the only self-help book you will ever need.
Is that a pyramid scheme?
Hey, look, it worked for FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried. It will work for us.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the right person has to say the right thing. We've talked about that numerous times. You know, 10 guys all tell the same guy one thing and he doesn't believe any of them. And then some guru comes along, tells him the exact same thing. Same and thing. Now he's the guy.
In almost the exact same words. But for whatever reason, it lands. Yeah.
Yep.
Which is frustrating as hell.
And it's like, I've read actually quite a few self-help books, and somewhere along the line, it was like, they all say the same thing.
Yep.
And it's so simple. It's like, just do the work.
Yeah.
And that's everyone's. And
I think that's the piece that gets lost in everybody.
Yeah.
Well, that's the part you can't read.
That's true.
Well, it's written in invisible ink.
Well, you can read it, but that's not an action. It's going
to
help.
That goes back to people's views and our whole question of how people fill stuff in. Some guys are willing to do the work and go, oh, okay. Other people are like, oh, this little pill will help you do X. No, not in that way. Not if you're not doing X, Y, and Z along with it.
Yeah, you still need to do the work. Yeah. Well, and I think CJ brought up a good point too, is even just the willingness to change, like the ability to kind of take a look at what you think and why you think it. And sure, for one thing, you know, diet or exercise routine, lifting versus cardio versus blah, 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 what, like whatever thing, or even picking a martial art or fighting art to do, like some of those things you try and either it lands or it doesn't, you think you see progress or you don't. But some of those deeper held beliefs around anything, not necessarily just political, but, you know, being able to take a look at why you think that, where you're going with that and maybe even some of the implications of what that thinking really means, and just being willing to go, you know what, I got new information, something I didn't know, or I thought this way, and now I've got some new information. Chalk it up to the game. I made a mistake and I'm going to change my mind.
Here we go. I'll throw my little man under the bus here. We were having some exhaust issues and stuff. And in his infinite wisdom, he thought he needed a new muffler, which he didn't. That wasn't the problem with the exhaust. But he went and bought a new muffler. And it said performance turbo muffler. That will definitely help the truck, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm like,
it's got built-in turbos, right?
Yeah, it's built-in turbo and it says performance. And I'm like, bud, one, you don't need a muffler. It's the wrong muffler anyway. But then he goes, it's a performance turbo muffler. Okay, Next, you don't have a turbo. You have a 99. Turbos weren't really on these things.
On S10s.
And I was like, and performance is the brand. What? It's not a performance. That's like the name of it, like a Chevy.
Those cheeky motherfuckers.
And he's like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, this is just a basic everyday muffler. And if you had a turbo, that would be the one you'd want because then it would match the rest of your engine. Oh. So it won't make my truck run better? No.
No.
It might sound cool.
No.
I doubt it even do that.
Yeah, no. I'm like, but you could just see it in his face. It was like I burst his bubble. You know, it's like, but it's
he's so proud of himself.
Turbo. Yeah, it's a performance.
Well, do you remember those times where you had like such high expectations of everything when you were a kid? Like everything's gonna be awesome, and then everything's a fucking letdown. That's why adults aren't so fucking happy all the time, because we already know we're gonna be fucking let down.
Yeah, we've been let down enough that we say, fuck it.
Like, I can't even get excited anymore.
It's just easier to be cynical and then be surprised when something works out.
Oh, my God. This is the conversation me and Allie have all the time because she's excited about everything. She's like, are you excited? I'm like, sure. I'll be excited when I'm there. I'm not excited before.
Yeah.
That's just how I am, because I so many traumatizing times that I thought something was going to be awesome and then nothing happens. You know what? I won't even get my fucking hopes up.
That's like the movie The Village. I was expecting this awesome movie and then
nothing.
I even went to the theater to watch that. I was,
oh, you did?
I wanted to ask for my money back. I was so yeah, I was pissed. I walked out of there mad. I was like, this is a crap. I was complaining all the way out. Boy, yeah, that movie still is.
When they actually showed the monster in the movie, that's when you should have been like, I was in the same boat, though. Like, when they showed the monster, I'm like, all right, something fucked up is going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, thinking back, like, that monster was just so ass.
Yeah.
that should have been the tell.
Yep. Nope.
Yeah,
oh, that's fair.
It could have been such a good movie.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Wasted
my time.
Yeah. Moments I'll never get back. I could have taken a nap and I'd gotten more quality time.
That taking a nap is top tier things.
Top tier, that's S tier.
S tier. There's so many times I'm like watching things, I'm like, you know, it would be better.
A nap.
Sleep. Rest.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, No, I think we do. We fill in the blanks, but it fills it in with what knowledge we have. It's like, how can you read a paragraph that's missing every other word and still understand it?
Yeah.
The older you get, the easier that is. You ask a kid to do that and they can't figure it out. Why? They don't. Or those sentences that like the first word and the last word and then the rest of the words are scrambled, but yet you understand it. It's like, how does our brain, how many things in the world gets filtered through the different lens of our knowledge? It's like, okay. You know, how much data can you bring in at once? You know, it's like the idiot driving through Chicago today doing 45 on a major expressway where everyone's running 70. It's like, you know what? You're right. You're a safe driver. You're not going to be in an accident. But I bet you caused.
You're going to cause everyone else. Yeah, you're going to cause everyone else to get in one.
You're going to cause all these other accidents because you think you're being safe driving the minimum speed limit. And you almost want to walk. It's like you're causing the wrecks.
Yeah, you almost want to crash into them.
Yeah. You're like, no, you guys are, you are the problem. Not everyone doing 70 going with the flow of traffic. You're the problem for doing 45, you know?
Yep.
And I think there's a lot of people in the world like that. You know, they're doing 45, not going along with the flow. And then that causes problems. And everyone's like, Yeah, but I'm the safe person. I've never had an accident. I've never. Yeah, but you're causing harm. Yeah. Well, you know, ignorance is what's the word?
Bliss. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. It's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think too, it kind of works against our ability to fill in those gaps, works against whatever narrative, regardless of the direction of where it's coming from or the reasons behind it. Because if you don't give us, if you don't give us enough information or things don't stack up, then we are going to put the pieces together ourselves.
You guys got to watch this skit after this, because it just popped in my head while you were talking about that.
Okay. Nice. Oh, I don't think I've seen that one.
Wait, can we do the audio on the thing?
No, I have not figured out how to do that. I know.
Oh my God.
It's something I tried doing it a couple of times and it's just blank sound. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's the video that people can check out?
Yeah.
Or what's it about? What's
Pretty much it's a 2-minute skit. It's a guy trying to get out of a little parking lot and this guy's in his way and he's like starts yelling at him. He's like, "Do you even know how to drive?" The guy's like, "No, I don't know how to drive." He's like, "What do you mean you don't know how to drive?" He's like, "What am I supposed to do with the damn thing?" it's priceless. It just whenever you were talking about the guy going 45 and everybody's zooming past him at 70, this is just what popped in my head.
Man. Oh, that's fair. Yep, so everyone nice. Checked it out.
Yeah. What was the name of the video? Yeah. Don't know how to drive. I think you should leave.
Leave.
What was that?
Another thing about I drive with my window down. I've talked about this before. You can't hear Teslas.
No, you can't.
There's nothing.
Or other electric vehicles. They sneak
up on me all the time. If I don't catch them in my mirrors, that at some point, electric cars are just going to start getting run over for the simple fact that people can't hear them. Granted, yeah. More people are looking at their phones or screens anyway, so they're going to wreck. But yeah,
I don't drive as much as you, and I don't drive with my ears. So most of the time when I'm in my work truck, I don't have it cranked, but I can't hear what's on the outside because I hate
listening. Pipes save lives.
I hate listening to my truck.
That's
not fine. My personal truck, my work truck.
Work truck.
That's quite annoying.
Yeah, that's fair. I can understand that.
Every once in a while, I put the window down, but I don't think it really affects because I'm usually one of those people that's constantly looking at my mirrors.
Mirrors, yeah. Well, and if you're a big mirror guy, that's good. But it's like there's just something like.
You got the front hood mirrors?
No, unfortunately.
That
helps out, but yeah, I don't have those. But I always have, whenever I've driven a truck, I've always had a cracked window. It's like it just gives me that little extra. Of course, when you got an ambulance in front of you with their sirens on, you don't see the fire chief behind you with his on until he hits the horn. He was riding my tail. I didn't see him back there. I didn't know to get over.
Yeah, well, that's his own fucking fault.
Exactly. Well, that's a good note, Don. We'll blame it on it's everyone else's fault.
Yeah. Well, exactly. That's what we're all about here at the BR Podcast.
Yeah.
It's all your fucker's fault.
Yeah. That we got to talk
about. Get your shit straight.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. I hope it's given you something to think about in your own quest to develop a barbarian mindset. Because it's with this mindset that you'll find the skills, strength, attitude, will, and endurance to see things through and live within the civilization and still be a barbarian.
We appreciate your feedback. We especially appreciate those who have been supporting the podcast. That's the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast on our website, on Anchor FM, and on Spotify. You can find the show notes on the blog or anchor.fm/barbarianrhetoric. If the podcast has been helpful to you, please let us know. You can do this by checking into the Apple Podcast app, give us 5 stars, and leaving us a short review. This will help us get our message out in front of many more people. You can also talk to us on social media and let us know what you are thinking about or how this has helped you. On Twitter, I am at SteelJanz. That's STEELJANZ. And I'm also on Instagram at Barbarian Rhetoric. There's also a couple other things you need to check out. One is the Barbarian Rhetoric blog. And of course, our newsletter. There's a pop-up which you'll see as soon as you land on the blog. Thanks for listening. And always remember to be a barbarian in a civilized world. An apex predator.